From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump had a warning for Iran on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Mr. Trump faces a May 12th deadline to again waive economic sanctions against Iran as part of the deal. Iran's president is warning about the nuclear agreement as high-level talks are held in Washington. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. Rouhani didn't elaborate, only saying that Iran has prepared for various scenarios while it abided by its commitments under the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says he expects to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un very soon. On Tuesday, he praised Kim.
Kim Jong-un he really has been very open and I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
In Quetta, Pakistan on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office wants